All right. Firstly, I think, number one, I'd like to credit the men in the locker room. They found a lot of resolve to reset and come back out and finish like we did. Clearly, we were punched in the mouth, and we were looking to respond and certainly had a chance to do that. I'm not sure, but I think it was 25 unanswered points in the second half. That is a total team effort, and couldn't have been more proud of the toughness. Give Dallas a lot of credit. They certainly had us reeling all the way through, and we had to battle like crazy just to get back in it. At the end, I was excited to see the run game going. I think it ended up over 150 yards. I thought just Freeman, there was just demonstrations of toughness all over the field today. And that's what we're looking to be, a team that has great effort, shows our toughness, and knows how to finish. And that style that we play with certainly wants to come out. We got a long way to go to get some of the corrections fixed. It was hard as it could get in the first half, but having a chance to finish like that really demonstrates what we want to be all about as a group. And they were certainly playing for one another. When you have a win like that, that's a total team effort. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the game.
Coach, what was the adjustments made at halftime with the defense come out to flip it from what it was in the first half to the second?
And honestly, it was not so much big changes as we went through led as much of just playing our style. And we mishit on some fits. It was as hard as it could be in the pass game. They completed just about everyone. So we had some subtle changes that went through, but there was not a wholesale change in terms of our style of how we play. We just played it a lot better.
You may have made some subtle changes. You had a less than subtle moment on the field right before the end of the first half where it seemed like you lit a fire under your team. Could you take us through that a little bit?
I'm not sure which one you're referencing, I do know I love going through the game with the guys, and we've got so many guys who are so passionate, and we know it's going to come down, we kind of talk about it as a fight, it's going to come down to the end, and we're willing to go the distance in every fight we take on. It's not going to end early. It's going to go all the way to the end just like it did today. So it's one of the themes that we talk about, being able to finish, and there was probably one that came back. We just didn't play like we're capable of, so I imagine it was something in regards to that. There was a couple of those moments, I'm sure, for me today, especially in the first half.
Can you speak specifically about the tough yards he was able to get and those punishing? He was laying out some punishment himself.
He was, and he's just one of the most relentless competitors, that's on our club. He just wants to battle for it. The toughness just come through. And in the run game, it's all 11 for us, the way we come off the ball. There were some great blocks. I saw one, for sure by Roddy that came through, the tight end. Pat DeMarco had some key blocks, the line. So for us to have that run game going like that, that's a good defense. And, for us to demonstrate some toughness and finish, and I thought we really, Devontae really brought that out today, and it was great to see.
How important is that moving forward, to have that balance? That's what you've been looking for.
It has been. And so for us to get the run game going today, more time together with the line, more time together in the whole group. So it's a real style about how we want to play. We think it closes the circle of toughness on our own team. And one that's going to be really important moving forward. It opens up so many of the keepers and the play action that's such a big important part of what we do. And so for that to come alive today, I thought the offense just kept attacking. And I thought it was a great game plan in terms of Kyle and Matt and the guys all the way through. Julio just battled for it again, just like we come to expect every week. But for him, those kind of performances that he just keeps racking them up, he's a hard guy to deal with. And wherever we play, wherever we go, he loves to battle.
Considering what you saw from what that team did to Philadelphia's rushing attack last week, was there something you saw on film to make you guys say we can give Devontae 30 carries and have success? What did you see?
No, I think each game is different. And, as it goes through it, we have some runs that we like based on certain looks. But, no, there wasn't something that was, from a previous game. We just want to be true to the style that we want to play. And it's such an important part, so we're going to continue to emphasize it each week. And so today it was good to see us get on track now that Devontae made some great cuts. Question.
What does a game like this do for Devontae going forward?
Well, for us, I don't know if it changes anything. We have such belief in him. And, I think you always get good confidence when you play. And then we'll go back. We'll look at it tomorrow and make the corrections that we want to make. And then we'll get a chance to put this one past us. We'll enjoy it like heck. And then we'll get right on to the next one. So for him, just that belief that we can count on him, which we totally can.
You always talk about every game being different. But how much of a carryover is there confidence-wise after going through those tight games?
I think when you get into the close games, it certainly builds like toughness and the ability to finish, and there's a confidence that comes with that. The harder you fight, the more times you go into that, those situations, it just feels normal. And we just want to have great pride and be a finishing team in all opportunities we get. We drill it in practice, and I couldn't have been more pleased, with the effort and the toughness tonight to finish. It was as hard as it could get, like I said, in the first half. So for us to come out and just keep battling back, you could feel the shift taking place. Defense had a couple of stops. Offense kept going, kept attacking. There was just all these little moments that kept adding up to say, okay, now it's about to flip, and it did.
Coach, how about the play of the offensive line?
And for those guys, actually, I just passed by them, and you know, the protection, the run game, those guys, you can feel how close that group is getting. And that's one that's really important to do that. You walk into the room, you can feel the connection that those guys are all having. So that bond that takes place at that position may be as important as any in the game. So for them to have that type of connection here early on as we're going, we added some new pieces to it as we're moving forward. The toughness, the finish, the attention to detail with Chris and the guys, they're off to a good start.
Why did you go for two?
Why didn't we? Well, at that point, when we had a chance to, we knew we could get up, you know, get up from a point standpoint to go ahead. So it was, in fact, I got the call a little late to Kyle, so I wanted to go. I wasn't expecting a 40 or 50 yard or so. I knew right when the situation came up for us to go ahead, it would be a good idea for us to do.
Did you talk about Julio's play today? He was there for you making his big plays that are coming weekly here, it looks like.
Well, I think when that kind of player, he just – all the plays that he makes, it just feels normal to him, and it's not for us, that's for sure, but the way he attacks, the way he goes after it, he's just a really unique guy, Led, in terms of the way he competes to go for it. So he's used to those kind of plays, and he's got all the confidence in the world in Matt. But I thought overall the entire receiving group, you know, the run game, the finish, the ops they had today, they really came through for us.
Well, Julio's another one in the second half, because I think at halftime he had 3 catches for 27 yards and had been targeted like 8 times. Did he do anything to get rid of that coverage, or did you do some things to get him loose? Or?
No, I think just we hit him on more throws in the second half than we did on the first. So there was some targets that went to him, but he didn't have the catches. So I'm not sure if it was he did have some targets in the first half, but maybe some of them were incomplete passes. So those ones that may have been incomplete in the first half, you know, came through as catches in the second.
Justin Durant was all over the field today, and he finished with a team high 9 tackles. He was already leading the team in tackles before the game. What can you say about his play thus far and how he's doing on the season?
Well, I think it's the speed and the quickness that he plays with that helps us play the style that we'd like to. So no surprise from a leading tackler from inside, all the opportunities that he's going to get as a hook player in the pass game, and he just knows his fits in the run game. So no surprise for him to be, you know, leading off that way.
Jacob Tammy going to go through the concussion protocol? Is that the next step for him?
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, guys.